Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, praise the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including live teaching, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I got a fired up word for you today. Our topic for today is sometimes drama is necessary. Wow, did you hear that? Sometimes drama is necessary. We're in the book of John, chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Morning Motivation with me, Monday through Friday, live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in at 323-870-4180 or tune in online from my website at feeldefire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. But if 6:30 is too early for you, I need you to follow the show so that you'll get the recording text straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. And you can do that by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. Again, text the letters MM to phone number 33222. And you can always see all of this information as well as hear the recording after 8 a.m. on my website at feeldefire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com, because this word is for you. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of John, chapter 2, verses 12 through 17, reading from the KJV. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother, talking about Jesus, and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, in other words, a whip, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, this is Jesus now, and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. Make not my father's house an house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me right now. Sometimes drama is necessary. The word Christian has become synonymous with the word doormat. We've somehow believed the lie that in order to imitate Christ and win souls, that we must always defer our opinions and bow down to the hypocritical tolerance of those who are blatantly intolerant toward us. Now, don't get me wrong. Christ has instructed us to be living lights and servants, but he never told us that role requires the lack of emotion or the lack of righteous anger. In other words, the lack of zeal. Sometimes you just got to get 100 on folks in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you just got to let loose because you recognize the devil for who he is. Sometimes drama is necessary. Hallelujah. In the book of John, chapter 2, verses 12 through 17, which I just of being a servant of the Lord, the zeal of being the Word personified as flesh, the zeal of being Christ consumed him when he saw things out of order in relation to the kingdom of his Father. It said in that chapter that when he went in and saw what the money changers were doing, in other words, they were vendors in the temple selling sheep and selling oxen, he didn't say, excuse me, this is my father's house. Would you mind please packing up your things and leaving? Or, oh God, let me just get on my knees and start praying to you that you would fix this situation. No, he recognized the devil for who he was in this situation, and he made a whip, and it said he drove them out. He drove their sheep out. He drove their oxen out. He overthrew their tables. This is Jesus. You see, now we would have said in this day, all of that ain't necessary. That's just a lot of drama. He ain't have to do all of that. But sometimes, glory, to bring about the glory of the Lord, to do what God has called you to do, sometimes drama is necessary. Oh, come on and praise the Lord right now. You see, people have begun to get us into believing or leading us into falsely believing that anytime we stand up for the word of God, with any kind of zeal, any kind of righteous anger, anytime we say I'm intolerant of sin, even if it's in my own life, that I even rebuke myself, come on now, then we've allowed people to somehow tell us that we're not acting like a Christian. Or if we don't give them money every time they ask, or if we don't just want to fellowship with them every time they've run roughshod all over us, that somehow we are not Christians because we are not forgiving. Well, see, forgiveness does not require you to go back into fellowship with someone. Forgiveness just means I accept your apology and release you from the consequences spiritually. But the natural consequences may still be there. When Jesus was on the cross between two thieves, and one asked for forgiveness, he said, you are forgiven. And this night or this day, you will be with me in paradise. In other words, your soul has been forgiven. Now you can go to heaven. But the natural consequence of your sin is that you're still going to stay on this cross and die. You see, sometimes the drama of speaking right, the drama of standing upright is necessary. Ooh, to protect the word and kingdom of God. And not only to protect that, but to protect your own spirit, your own anointing, your own household, your own faith, your own children, your own career, your own marriage. Sometimes drama is necessary. In the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 10. I know we don't have but 15 minutes on morning motivation, but this ought to be liberating you right now. The Bible states, for even when we were with you, this we commanded, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. So the fact that some people are just lazy, or don't want to work, or don't want to do anything to build up their own finances, does not require you to be their doormat. Sometimes the drama of telling them no, it's necessary. I'm not required to always provide for you. You're not my spouse. You're not my children. I'm not required to always give you everything I've worked so hard for just because you don't want to do it. And then you want to tell me I'm not a Christian. In Proverbs chapter 6, go to the ant, thy sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gathered her food in the harvest. In other words, you got to store up. You got to work for and save up for what you want. Me being a Christian does not require me to pay your light bill every month, pay your car note, pay your mortgage. When you're an able-bodied man, able-bodied woman who just won't work. Now, this doesn't mean that we don't have charity or love. But again, it means that being a Christian is not synonymous with doormat. Sometimes, hallelujah, the drama of doing what Jesus did is necessary. Hallelujah. In Matthew, glory to God, chapter 10, verse 14. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart from them, shake the dust from your feet. You see, sometimes people have us believing that if we are Christian, glory, we're supposed to come back into fellowship with them, no matter how they've mistreated us, no matter what they've said and what they've done. But no, the word lets us know that it's okay to shake the dust.
It's okay to say I love you, but I got to move on. In other words, as my mother used to say, I feed you with a long handle spoon. I love you from a distance because being a part of your intimate circle always results in some kind of animosity, always results in some kind of backstabbing, some kind of gossiping, something that pulls me out of who I'm supposed to be in my spirit. No, I don't have the time to give you the mental effort of running behind you, chasing you, coddling you like you my little baby. No, sometimes the drama of I love you, but I got to go is necessary. Oh, we're almost out of time. Jude, hallelujah, chapter 3. Glory to God. I'm sorry, Jude 1, verses 22 and 23. And with some have compassion, listen to this, making difference, glory. But with others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. See, sometimes you must be compassionate. You must be, you know, that soft, docile person. Hey, how are you doing? What can I do for you? But other times, as we just saw here in the Word, you just got to say, I can't play with that devil today. I see who you are. I recognize you for who you are. And I got to put you in your place because everything I have, all of my anointing, all of my family, all of my ministry, all of my joy is at risk if I coddle you today. The last scripture, because we're running out of time. Luke chapter 4, verse 8. Now, everyone knows this one. And Jesus answered and said unto him, talking to one of his disciples, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Here is a disciple. He's saying that he cares about Jesus. And that he's not going to want these things that's supposed to happen to the Lord to happen, the denying of Christ. But Jesus said, wait, I know you're my disciple. I know you're an apostle. I know you've walked with me. I know that I trust you, but right now, Satan is using you, so I'm looking you straight in the eye and telling you, get thou behind me, Satan. Sometimes drama is necessary. Our time is almost run. We got to go into prayer. This is a powerful word, and I'm going to finish this tomorrow morning. So make sure you don't miss part 2. Say, sometimes drama is necessary to protect my anointing. Say it again. Sometimes drama is necessary to protect my anointing. Let's go into prayer. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we praise you. Lord, this is a powerful word right here. Lord, this is a topsy-turvy, turn everything around kind of word, Lord. This is a flip-flop word of taking us out of, Father, that misconception of where we used to be and turning us around to understand that sometimes in order to protect your kingdom, in order to protect our anointing, in order to protect our loved ones, sometimes the drama of standing up is necessary because the zeal of you burns us up. It consumes us. And we just can't abide and reside in any kind of situation, any kind of relationship, any kind of ministry, any kind of church. Sometimes, hallelujah, we have to stop being a doormat. Glory, that your name may receive the glory. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening that you bless them right now. You cover them in the blood of Jesus. You place your angels all around them. Father, that you give them supernatural courage, Lord. Supernatural zeal, hallelujah, to be willing to stand up for your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on and say amen. Everybody say, sometimes drama is necessary, hallelujah, to protect the kingdom of God. I'm going to give the altar call, and then I'm going to give you your task, and we're going to send you out of here on fire for the Lord. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody say, I thank you, God, for supernatural zeal. Now, listen. Make sure you're tuning in with me live Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, or you're following the show so that you can get the recording text to you at 8 a.m. Eastern. All of the information is on my website at feeldefire.com, F-E-E-L-D-F-I-R-E.com, as well as prior sermons, and text MM to 33222. Well, our topic for today is sometimes drama is necessary. Your task for today is to stand up righteously for the Lord, even if people say that's just too much drama. I'll see you in the morning.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. Cause I'm getting ready.
Listen, ain't nothing wrong with going 100 in the name of Jesus. See you in the morning.